This has been 249 days since the Green Bay Packers' last regular season game, a 31-0 loss at home against the Detroit Lions. That capped off a disappointing 6-9-1 season in which the team missed the playoffs for the second straight year. It also spelled the end to Mike McCarthy's 13-year run as head coach. He was fired after a Week 13 loss to the lowly Arizona Cardinals at Lambeau Field. Since then, they've brought in a new coach with a new offensive game plan. They also signed some high-profile defensive free agents and used their two first-round draft picks to shore up the defense. We'll get our first real look at the new squad tonight when the Packers kick off the regular season at the Bears. Tom Silverstein is the Packers beat reporter for the Milwaukee Journal-Sentinel. Tom, good to have you with us.
Hey, thank you.
Well, I know preseason isn't always a guide, but you do have some predictions out there about the Packers season. What are your impressions of the new look for the Packers so far?
Well, this is probably the hardest year I've had in a while for making predictions because we know so little about what kind of team the Packers are going to be offensively. They have a new coach with a new offense, and they've not shown a lot of it in the preseason games. So this is our first real look at what they'll be like in live action. I've seen a lot of practices, and so you get kind of an idea of what they'll look like, but until you see it against a defense that's trying to stop what they do, you don't know how successful they're going to be. So, the history of in the NFL and in Green Bay of first-year coaches having really good years in their inaugural year is not good. Most coaches hover right around 8-8, and that's sort of where I have the Packers, right in there, 7-9, something like that.
One of the knocks from some people on previous coach Mike McCarthy was that his offense wasn't creative enough to use the talents of Aaron Rodgers. The hopes for the new coach Matt LaFleur are that he will be. What do we know? What can we read about that so far?
Well, my feeling was that McCarthy's offense was very much a matchup offense, and you needed to have more talent than the other team. And their talent on offense was starting to dwindle. And so with LaFleur, it's more of what you would consider a scheming offense, which means they scheme to get people open. They don't just count on them having better players than the other team. So that's what we'll be looking for. You'll see lots of pick routes where one receiver is sort of shielding the defender for another. You'll see lots of fake handoffs and throwing downfield off of that. Lots of gimmicks, too. You'll see end-arounds and jet sweeps and all those kind of things that you probably didn't see in the previous offense.
One of the big questions on and off for the Packers over the years has been the running game. If they fake a handoff, does anybody care if they can't run anyway? What are you seeing there so far?
Well, this offense is predicated on play action, faking to the running back and then trying to get the linebackers to come in and play the run and then running a receiver right where those linebackers were and, you know, hitting that in an open space. You have to run the ball, and otherwise those linebackers are not going to be super aggressive, and they're going to kind of take a wait-and-see approach. If you're running the ball really well, they're going to get aggressive and chase the run. So you really do have to run the ball, and the Packers have a system that only a few teams are running. It's called a wide-zone offense, and really it's just trying to spread the defense out and then trying to find a cutback lane for the running back. So we'll see. The Bears' defense is outstanding, and they're really good against the run. So it's going to be a challenge.
One of the big questions over the years has been, how much does Aaron Rodgers change the play at the line? Forget what the coach called. He calls his own play. We don't know what's going to happen this year, but one thing that does seem clear, new coach Matt LaFleur is sick of being asked about it, right?
Yeah, he is. It's an issue because as Mark McCarthy's offense grew, Aaron Rodgers received more responsibility to the point where he had a pretty large menu. When the play came in, there were a number of options for him to go to. If he didn't like the way the defense was set up, if it looked like the play was going to run right into the defense's strength, he had some plays that he could go to. It's not that he was calling his own plays, but he had a fair amount of alternatives. In LaFleur's system, typically there's one play called from the sideline and one option. And, you know, with Rodgers' experience and smarts, you probably want to expand that menu. The question is, how big are they expanding that menu? And that's what we don't know, and that's what they're not telling us.
Talking to Tom Silverstein, Packers beat reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, watching ahead at the Packers season with opening day tonight. Tom, we've been talking about the offense so far. What are you watching for on the defensive side for the Packers?
Well, I want to see whether their pass rush is that much more improved. They've added some high-priced players in free agency, specifically Preston Smith and Za'Darius Smith. They're both outside linebackers with pass rush ability, and they replace Clay Matthews and Nick Perry, two longtime outside linebackers, and they're younger, and we'll find out whether they can handle or can produce the kind of pass rush that the Packers need. I also want to look at their secondary. They're very deep there, and they've worked hard to improve that area, and this will be a good test for them. We'll see whether they can get their hands on more passes, whether they can get more interceptions, and this will be a good test for them.
Now the Packers start their season in Chicago against long-term rivals, the Bears. If I can use some Wall Street language, Tom, you are bearish on the Packers. You're bullish on the Bears.
I really like the Bears. I think their defense is fantastic, and I think their season pretty much depends on their quarterback, Mitch Trubisky. He's a young guy. He's starting to develop. He saw signs of it at the end of last year. He, from all reports, did not have a good training camp, but that doesn't matter. It all matters today. And they're going to be in every game because of their defense. The question is, can they get any farther than the first round of the playoffs with their quarterback? And we'll find out today. I mean, today's a good test for him as well. He's going up against a fairly good defense that knows him. And so, you know, he's under the microscope as well.
With this opening game between the Bears and the Packers, Chicago seems to be the team to beat in the division. So that makes this a really, I mean, they're all significant games. This is a really significant game for the Packers, right?
Well, it's important that they get off to a good start. It's not critical that they win. Typically, you know, if you can split home and home with your division rivals, you know, you'll be okay. I mean, you do want to beat your rivals twice, but you have to be realistic, too. This is the first game under the new head coach, and your assumption is that they'll be better in December when they play the Bears again at Lambeau Field than they are right now. So I never think that the first game is really critical. It doesn't really matter who it's against, because you start to judge teams probably from the midway point of the season on, and that's when you know the teams that are really getting hot at that point, those are the ones that are going to go to the playoffs. So I think this is more just like a litmus test to find out where this team is at.
So if it's a bad game from the Packers' perspective, Tom, it sounds like you're saying don't throw away the cheeseheads just yet.
No, I mean, McCarthy in his very first game lost 29-0 to the Bears, and they finished the season 8-8. And they finished, I think it was winning like four of their last five games. So you can't judge anything on a first game, whether it's for the Bears or the Packers, but it's just a starting point. And it's about time, because it was a really long preseason, and I think everybody's ready for the real games.
Tom, thanks a lot for joining us today.
You're very welcome.
Tom Silverstein is the Packers beat reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. We talked to him about the 2019 Packers season, which kicks off tonight in Chicago against the Bears. By the way, Las Vegas is giving the Packers the 10th best odds of winning the Super Bowl at about 18-1, same as the Vikings, Cowboys, and Seahawks. The Bears are tied for third best at 12-1.